This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, our Skype username, should you wish to join us there. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Is lrn.fm. Again, lrn.fm to call us on Skype. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Mark.
And me, Daryl.
So apparently, there's a hate crimes law in Louisiana protecting police, meaning that if you say bad things about the police, it could be considered a hate crime. I have not looked into this. Mark, you're going to be telling us about it. But I know that we've had Canadian listeners tell us there are, like, hate crime rules in Canada as well. There's just certain things you can't say about other people in Canada. You can't say them in real life. You can't say them on the radio. And while I don't agree that people – I don't think people should hate one another. I think love is the answer. I think that at the same time, the answer to hate is not to put somebody in a jail cell, is not to charge them with some sort of criminal act, but to show those people love, to model that for them.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, these hate crimes sort of things wind up just getting added on to something else of, oh, you broke into this person's car and stole their wallet. And they happen to have been a minority, so therefore it's a hate crime in addition to the theft and the breaking and entering.
Well, I mean, even if somebody does say, I hate you, blank, you know, to whoever it is that they're attacking.
Whichever protected class.
That, you know, to me, the crime should not be increased in its punishment because the person had hate in their heart when they did it.
Right, because isn't most crime really sort of, you know, centered around hate? I hate that this person has more than I do, so I'm going to take stuff from them.
Well, that could be it. It could also just be desperation for crack or, you know, heroin or something like that, that, you know, somebody steals from their grandmother or breaks into a car because they want to get high. That's not necessarily because they hate the victim. It's because they need the money.
It's because they hate that they don't have crack.
Okay, there is that. Not the same kind of hate, I guess, in that case. So, Mark, where is your story coming from?
This is from the Free Thought Project. So, admittedly somewhat biased, but it's I love the writing of it so much that this is the one I'm going with.
Well, that's okay. We're biased, too.
So. Yeah, indeed. Exactly as many suspected, the overly judicious use of Louisiana's new Blue Lives Matter law proves the measure will be abused to give police the status of protected class, as a man who verbally insulted officers has now been charged with a hate crime.
Oh, boy.
Yet, per the ridiculously unnecessary Blue Lives Matter legislation, the voluntary undertaken occupation of police officer, emergency responder, and firefighter are now protected against hate crimes the way that historically persecuted categories like race, gender, creed, religion, and sexual orientation have been.
You mean things that you don't have control over?
You have control over your creed. You have control over your religion. Your control over your gender is less clear. But anyway,
you don't have control over your skin color. Well, I'm sure somebody's going to make the argument of, well, you can live in a hypodermic chamber and blah 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 and do something and bleach your butthole.
What is a hypodermic chamber?
What was that thing?
Hyperbaric.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Hypodermic is the name.
Yes, it makes me glad that I take off from you guys. This is what we deteriorate into while I'm gone. All right, going on. Raul de la Toba, however, did not specifically target police because they were police. In fact, the 34-year-old homeless man committed only a minor act of non-law enforcement-owned property destruction. around 5:15 a.m. Monday morning, an inebriated Delatoba pounded on the window of Bourbon Street's Royal Sonesta Hotel, catching the attention of a security guard who worked nearby, Leston Smith. The guard approached Delatoba and told him to stop banging on the window, to which the drunken man, according to the arrest report cited by the Times-Picayune, responded by calling him the N-word.
Okay.
Yeah. That really forwarded the conversation. But the guy, clearly very, very inebriated, probably should have been taking a nap. Smith and the security supervisor for the Sonesta then flagged down two Louisiana state troopers who brought the ornery man into the New Orleans Police Department's 8th District Station, where he called a female officer a dumb, see you next Tuesday.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Well, I wonder what the charge was for him at that time. Disorderly conduct?
The charges are listed.
Drunken public?
Yeah, the charges are listed here below. I can, let me see if I can...
Because he racks up other charges when he's in custody for insulting them, presumably.
Right, because he called a dumb C a dumb C.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would not propose to know whether or not this woman qualifies for that, but I would say this guy is very, very drunk, as evidenced by the fact that he called then another officer, presumably with a gun, a dumb N-word. Okay? You probably should not do that.
Correct.
The police charged him with simple criminal damage to property, disturbing the peace, and a felony-level hate crime. So, simple criminal damage to property. I assume he cracked
the banging on the window.
Yeah, banging on the window. Did he crack it? I don't know what that means. Did he leave smudge marks? Exactly what are we talking about here?
Pee stains.
I don't know. He's it's hard to feel bad for this guy. Disturbing the peace, which I'd say 5:15 in the morning, this guy's calling people the N-word at the top of his lungs on Bourbon Street. Disturbing the peace. And felony level hate crime. That's really what the kicker is here, is calling police. Felony level. This is a felony. This man could spend more than a year in prison. That's what a felony means. For
holy crap,
calling police names they don't like.
Wow,
I mean, it's serious business here. This is a hate crime, Ian.
Now I wonder how many times this is a new law, right? This came into effect recently.
Yes,
yes. I wonder how many people have been charged with this thus far. Is this guy the first, or have there been several of these? And I wonder what kind of luck an attorney would have with challenging this law.
Oh, they won't have a chance.
Because it's Louisiana?
Realizing the absurdity with which the Blue Lives Matter law had been administered in this case, the NOPD, the New Orleans Police Department, backtracked on Thursday with spokesman Tyler Gamble stating that the law was applied incorrectly. After initial review of the case, Gamble said it's clear that the responding officer incorrectly applied the law relative to a hate crime in this incident. But... I think
so. They dropped the charge?
Yes.
Okay.
They dropped the charge, but isn't it important to note that if given the opportunity to charge somebody with a felony for calling them a naughty word, that officers, at least in this case, would do so?
Yeah, they would.
They would lock this guy in a jail cell for a year for calling police mean words if they could. Now, I'm not saying every police officer would do this, but I am saying that when you give somebody power, that people tend to abuse that power. And that this power has been given to law enforcement officers in the state of Louisiana, and it's going to be abused because, ladies and gentlemen, it just was. And it was done very, very shortly after it was made into law.
So this went into law in May of this year.
Uh-huh.
And apparently the Blue Lives Matter hate crime thing can either be a misdemeanor or a felony.
Okay, so they gave him the felony one.
They gave him the felony, a misdemeanor conviction.
Maybe they'll recharge him with the misdemeanor one.
Up to 6 months in prison and a $500 fine.
Okay.
Felonies, up to 5 years in prison with hard labor and a $5,000 fine.
So you can believe Angola is hard labor.
It's only a felony if you make the officer cry.
Well, I'm not sure they cried in this circumstance, but I can say that, you know, what if they just recharge him with the misdemeanor? At this point, if it's up to 6 months, I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Right.
Up to $500, fine. It doesn't need to be.
I'm surprised they dropped the charge, honestly. I mean, normally they'll just keep going with a bad charge until they're forced to drop it by a court or something like that. I mean, they must have really realized this was a bad case. But they don't really even need this law to charge people with BS crimes for insulting the police. It happens all the time. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's me, Ian.
Me, Mark.
And me, Daryl.
And also...
Why are we saying me?
Because he keeps saying me. It's Ian. It's me, Ian. It's Ian.
You can say it however you want to.
By the way, I was going to say it because the other two of you are.
I'm getting ready to put up an order over at saveitpurse.com. Need to get some toner for the studio. We're not out yet, so I'm not in a super rush to get it. And if you're not in a rush to get
printer ink?
Yes. Well, toner's a little different from ink. It's kind of...
Comes in a cartridge instead of a
It's more dust. Thing. It's like more like a dusty kind of thing, as I understand it. I mean, I'm not a printer specialist or anything like that. But, man,
what
I am...
What specialist are you?
I can press buttons. but, I love saveitpurse.com. I've been shopping there for nearly 2 years, and it's a way to get Amazon purchases at like 10, 20% off or more. It's possible to save even more than that. You get to decide what discount you want. Thing is, the larger the discount you choose, the longer it's going to take to likely get the products that you're looking for. Now, the catch is you have to have Bitcoin in order to get these deals. So pretty much whatever it is that you can find on the Amazon site, there are a few exceptions, but as long as it's fulfilled by Amazon, they will sell it to you. You can get it through saveitpurse.com, and you can get easily 10, 15, 20% off. You choose your discount. Save it purse. Saveatpurse.com.
I've placed two orders in the last couple of days, saved 14% on one and 17% on the other. Both just a matter of hours.
So within the same day. Nice.
Yes.
Saveatpurse.com. As we continue, we're talking about a disturbing story about a drunken man in New Orleans who was arrested for banging on, I think it was a hotel window.
Yeah.
Basically disorderly conduct. He wouldn't stop when told to stop, and the officers came and arrested him. While he was in custody, he then insulted the state troopers that were his custodians.
Yes.
And
he insulted the security guard, too.
That's not illegal, apparently.
No, I mean, but it was pretty dangerous.
But now there's some sort of law in Louisiana that protects law enforcement officers' feelings from being hurt. although
there's at this point, the spokespeople have said that it is clear that the responding officer incorrectly applied the law relative to a hate crime in this incident.
But what would be considered a hate crime? What would be considered a correct by the law? We don't agree with the law, but what would be considered a correct application of this law?
Well, and they did not say that by charging him with the law that was incorrect, just that charging him with the felony level hate crime for violating Blue Lives Matter was incorrect.
I would agree with you, Daryl, that that's the case. Ian, let me speculate. So somebody says, "I really hate cops. You're all a bunch of bad people," and then spits on them. That may very well be the misdemeanor.
They're going to call the spitting an assault, but
yes, but the stacked misdemeanor at that point, and then as opposed to hitting them with a pipe wrench, at which point they would consider that the stacked felony.
And I'm actually pulling up the text of the legislation so that I can try and figure this out instead of just speculating.
Right, I appreciate that. I was actually starting to look for that myself.
The New Orleans Advocate noted hate crime laws may only be invoked when a more serious criminal offense accompanies the verbal slurs. So,
if he then attacked the officer after having said, "You MF-er," or whatever, and then he jumped at them and attacked them, then they would be able to implement it? That's what you're saying, Mark?
That's the claim, yeah. Okay. Here's another quote here per the Picayune, Times-Picayune. The office will make a determination whether or not
You had your reading glasses on before.
Yeah,
I don't know why you took them off.
I took them off. to initiate formal charges and which charges to initiate. So that's not really very clear. I just saw quote marks and I thought that it might be worth reading.
So I pulled up the text of the legislation and it simply adds and then defines the terms law enforcement and firefighter. But it adds the words "or because of actual or perceived employment as a law enforcement officer or firefighter" to the text of the hate crime legislation that is already there. So they had a hate crime law, right,
in Louisiana.
And the hate crime law in Louisiana says it shall be unlawful for any person to select the victim of the following offenses against persons and property because of actual or perceived race, age, gender, religion, color, creed, disability, sexual orientation, national orientation, or ancestry of that person or the owner or occupant of property because of service in or employment with an organization, or because of, you know, being blue lives.
Yeah.
And then it specifies the offenses that hate crime can get added to. First or second degree murder, manslaughter, battery, aggravated battery, second degree battery, aggravated assault with a firearm, terrorizing, mingling harmful substances, simple or third degree forcible or second degree rape, or aggravated or first degree rape, sexual battery, second degree sexual battery, oral sexual battery, carnal knowledge of a juvenile, indecent behavior with a juvenile, molestation of a juvenile.
Juvenile police officers?
No. He's talking about the hate crime legislation. These are all things that
there's a hate crime law that says if you do any of these things against somebody that's a protected class, and they've just added police officer to the list of protected classes.
I see.
Well, and don't you have to also indicate that you hate the person in that protected class or hate that protected class in order for this to apply? Like they couldn't just do it because somebody's black attacking a Hispanic person or whatever. They'd have to say F you.
Because of actual or perceived because of. So as long as someone perceives that it was done. Hmm. Because the victim was part of one of these
groups. How many states have these hate crime legislation?
Most states have hate crime laws. I think right now Louisiana is the only one that includes police officer in the protected classes.
I believe you're right.
It continues with aggravated kidnapping, simple or aggravated arson, communication of false information of a planned arson, simple or aggravated criminal damage to property, contamination of water supplies, simple or aggravated burglary, criminal trespass, simple first degree or armed robbery, purse snatching, extortion, theft, desecration.
So basically the entire criminal code. I mean, my God, how long is this going on?
Vandalism or assault by drive-by shooting. So verbal harassment is not in here.
Uh-huh.
Saying things that might upset a police officer is not in here.
We did have an activist here in New Hampshire charged with assault for brushing by a police officer at a protest one time.
Yeah, that's right. Old Big Mike in Manchester.
So that, that can be applied.
I believe they dropped that charge.
Yeah, if the police officer felt that he brushed by him in a hateful manner.
Well, as you said, if you did spit on the officer and called them something, that would be enough.
45 states in the District of Columbia have statutes criminalizing various types of bias-motivated violence.
Wow. I wonder if New Hampshire is one of them. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-373. Join us on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, an announcer at a football game, high school football game, has suggested that anyone who doesn't want to stand for the national anthem should be shot to death.
If you don't stand behind the troops, feel free to stand in front of them.
Yep, that's pretty much what he said. In a few more words. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. We were talking about the police, and Mark had a story about how New Orleans and Louisiana, just Louisiana as a whole, there's a state law now that has added police to the list of protected classes in their hate crime legislation.
Yes.
And so, again, if you now hurt the police's feelings by calling them some sort of name as you commit some sort of act against them, that would be possibly, you know, the reason to bring out felony hate crime charges against.
Well, they brought the charge, but then they dropped it because they said this was a misapplication.
And the reason why, the case you're talking about, it was a drunken man banging on a hotel window. Police were called. They arrested him, took him back to the station for processing. It was there that he called them some names that were, you know, we can't say on the radio.
Stupidity and dumb man.
Yeah, and they charged him with the hate crime for that.
thing is, apparently, according to what you guys were looking up on the legislation, the hate crime charge can only come into play in tandem with another criminal law or criminal violation.
Yes.
So, like, if he'd attacked the officer, like hit them or spit on them or, you know, did something that was also considered criminal and called them the names, then
he wouldn't have even had to have called them names if he attacked them. They could just say, he attacked us because we're blue.
Well, if they, well, I mean, they would have to give some reason to believe that, though, right? I mean, it's usually the words coming out of someone's mouth that gives one the reason
well,
to believe
that. Well, again,
it wouldn't be difficult to include it on the police report. And then he called me a cracker.
True. Unless there's a recording, you're going to have to take the judge will take the police's word for it. That's
right.
True.
And, again, I no longer have the wording of the statute in front of me, but it only said actual or perceived.
Perceived, yeah.
Okay.
Because of. Now, there are some states to where...
I didn't like the way he was looking at me.
Right. So, some states in their hate crime laws, they do say that the person had to say that they were doing the thing because the person was in a class.
But not in Louisiana.
Not in Louisiana.
Not for police.
Not for anybody.
So, you can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you've got a police-related story since we're kind of in that corner of the news right now.
Yeah, so what happens to the good cops? Well, I'll tell you. A Marine veteran says he was fired from the Weirton, West Virginia Police Department because he did not shoot an armed black man who was looking for suicide by cop.
Mm.
Two other officers, however, arrived and killed the man whose gun was not loaded.
Hmm.
Stephen Mater, 25, answered a call on May 6th from a distraught woman who said her boyfriend was trying to commit suicide.
Hmm.
He tried to de-escalate the situation using Marine Corps and Police Academy training.
Wow.
And
yeah, he should have gotten a medal.
He told his story to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which is located about 36 miles east of Weirton, which is a town of about 20,000 people in the West Virginia Panhandle. He said, I saw that he had a gun, but it was not pointed at me. He described a silver handgun that Ronald Williams of Pittsburgh held in his right hand pointed at the ground. Williams was 23.
Wow, this guy is like the coolest cop I've ever heard of. I mean, almost any cop with an assailant with a gun is going to use that as an excuse to blast away.
He says he had the gun in his right hand pointed at the ground. Williams, who is known as RJ, told the officer, just shoot me. He said, I'm not going to shoot you.
Right. It was this was an attempted suicide that he was called on in the first place. So the officer understands the guy's looking to die, and one would presume that he's trying to prevent that from happening.
Sounds right. That way.
He says, I'm not going to shoot you. I thought I was going to be able to talk him down and de-escalate. I knew he wanted suicide by cop. At that point, two other officers arrived. Williams walked towards them, waving the gun. They shot. Police later established that the gun had not been loaded. Mater and the two other officers are white. Williams was black. When Mater tried to return to work on May 17th, he was told to report to the police chief, Robert Alexander. Alexander says, we're putting you on administrative leave and we're going to do an investigation to see if you're going to continue to be an officer here.
Wow.
You put two officers in danger. Mater recalled the chief saying, and on June 7th, he was given a termination notice that said he failed to eliminate a threat by not shooting a man that had an empty gun looking to kill himself.
You don't know the gun's empty just by looking at it, but nonetheless, I mean, look, the guy was pointing the gun at the ground. But
yes.
Ultimately, that's not a threat, but it could be argued by any cop who showed up on the scene that he was raising the gun to shoot me. And again, if there's nobody there to see it happen, if there's no video footage that shows that, it's very unlikely that the police claim will be questioned.
The following day, Hancock County Prosecutor Jim Davis announced the shooting was justified, and Chief Alexander told reporters that all three officers were back at work and doing well.
Wait, I thought there were...
I thought the one got fired.
There were two officers who shot one...
One got fired.
One placed on administrative leave, so three...
Placed on administrative leave,
yeah.
And then fired. The day after he was fired, The police chief said all three officers were back at work.
So he lied.
He lied.
Okay.
Mater said, it was like Chief Alexander was a good guy, and the next second he's throwing me under the bus, speaking out for the first time since the entire affair.
Wow.
He does not think the other two officers were necessarily wrong. However, he did say they did not have the information I did. It's a shame it happened the way it did, but I don't think they did anything wrong. Because Mater...
I don't think they violated the law.
There's a lot of leeway for officers in how to handle an armed suspect like that.
Because Mater had been hired for less than a year, and West Virginia is an at-will employment state, he had no legal recourse in the matter. The best he could do was push to be allowed to resign, or that's at least what lawyers told him. He refused that option. He says, I think I'm right in what I did.
Yeah,
I'll take this to the grave. And now, the good news.
Huh?
The former police officer and former Marine who served 4 years, including a tour in Afghanistan, has decided to seek honest employment by becoming a commercial truck driver.
Excellent. He's actually going to be helping the world.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Well, okay, so I think that truck drivers are America's heroes. However, I would say that, we want as many cops who are willing to use their weapons judiciously, this officer. So
discretion.
This isn't some kind of victory that this officer's taken off, the squad and put behind the wheel of a truck and then subjected to a whole bunch of officers,
Right.
I mean, like truck drivers.
He's going to hate the cops now.
Truck drivers just have to deal with police constantly.
Right.
Right. And can guarantee you the cops probably aren't too fond of him because he, seems like he was one of the good ones.
Well, right.
And as I've said numerous times, the system is set up to make sure that the good cops get pushed out.
He broke the thin blue line. I mean, he apparently should have known better and should have just blasted this guy, and then his chief would have given him an award.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's interesting that he sort of viewed the chief as a good guy, and then all of a sudden he flips and turns against him. Well, look, your chief wasn't a good guy to begin with. He was just nice to you because he thought you were one of his buddies, one of his team of assaultive officers that are going to go out there and just hurt people and extract money from them. And this guy, I'm sure he's extracted plenty of money from people because that's kind of his job. But in this case, he decided he didn't want to end somebody's life, that he wanted to take his time and be cautious in a situation and try to de-escalate, which is what police officers should be doing if they're acting as peace officers. But if they're these mindless tools of the state, law enforcement officers, then they're encouraged to shoot first and ask questions
later.
Exterminate. Yep. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. They're not much better than that.
Exterminate.
It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch, which is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to Alabama for this next story. AL.com reporting.
That's Daryl's home state.
That's right.
Yeah.
AL.com reporting on an announcer at a football game at McKenzie High School in Alabama's Butler County. He had something to say to those who might choose to not stand for the national anthem. Of course, in the aftermath, if you will, of the Colin Kaepernick story that has been in the news for weeks now, it seems like. Three or four weeks.
About 3 weeks ago, because it was the second preseason game, second or third preseason game. They just had the first week of the season this past Sunday.
Now they've got high school students. They've got all kinds of football players doing it.
Sitting, taking a knee now, mostly.
So some have taken knees. There were actually a couple of teams where pretty much the entire team just locked arms.
Hmm.
So it stood side by side, you know, elbows locked.
Now, is that a show of solidarity?
Show of solidarity.
For the national anthem?
No, no, no. Solidarity with Kaepernick and those that aren't standing.
But they were standing.
They were standing, but they didn't have their hands over their heart.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's a halfway gesture,
right.
I would say.
But remember, there was the Olympian that she was standing, didn't have her hand over her heart, and people gave her crap.
Okay,
you thought
right.
She drone bomb innocent children and blew up a hospital.
Yeah. Now, when I was in school, you didn't put your hand over your heart for the national anthem. This is something that's relatively new. And I saw somebody showed me the code. Apparently, there is U.S. code that prescribes putting your hand over your heart when the national anthem's played. It doesn't have a punishment that goes with it, but it's nonetheless. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Now, I was indignant. I couldn't believe it. No,
yes.
Don't do that.
And technically, and this is something that most people don't know, when the national anthem is played, you're not supposed to look at the flag. You're supposed to look at the music. You're supposed to look where the music is coming from. Huh. So if there's a band, you look at the band.
Interesting.
Not the flag.
I what I'm going to start doing when the national anthem is played is I'm going to stand up on one leg to honor the amputee veterans that have returned from the war. And then, in just like a decade, everybody's going to be standing on one leg.
The announcer of the Friday night football game at McKenzie High School in Alabama's Butler County had something to say to those who might choose to not stand for the national anthem. Quote, "If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, you can line up over there by the fence and let our military personnel take a few shots at you since they're taking shots for you." The announcer said at the game versus
okay.
Houston County High.
Nobody who's in the military right now is taking any shots for me in wherever it is that they might be, okay? If you're taking shots, it's because you're where it's because of the U.S.'s foreign policy, the United States government, for whom you work, their foreign policy, not for me, because I recommend you get your butt on the first thing that produces smoke and come home.
So the argument is, you want to fight them over here or over there?
Well, you wouldn't have to fight them over here if you don't mess with them over there. You see, it's not like the United States hasn't been involved in the Middle East since the 1940s. You know, the Shah of Iran was deposed by the CIA, or the Shah was installed by the CIA. And then, all kinds of things have occurred over time. It's the U.S.'s involvement in the Middle East that causes people in the Middle East.
Well, you might disagree with how the government's running things in the military, but you still need to support our troops.
What does that mean?
It means stand up. Stand the F up, son, or you're going to get shot.
Support our troops.
Pay your taxes. You pay their salaries, sir, because they fight and die for your right to have 70% of your money stolen from you.
And the, me standing, not standing, really doesn't have anything to do with anybody in the military. It's not a song about the military. It's a song about the United States government and flags and stuff.
Well, one of the sort of most ironic things about this whole situation is I've seen multiple posts from people in the military where somebody will say, "The military fought and died and blah, 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 so you can stand up for that song." And people in the military, no, actually, if I was fighting for anything, it's for their right to not stand.
Yeah.
But it's the flag wavers that are all up in arms. It's not the actual men and women in the military for the most part.
Well, and Sergeant W., First Sergeant W., who runs our Facebook page, he... he's going after these people all the time. You've got these chicken hawks that want people to stand for the flag and all that other stuff. You've got a first sergeant telling them, "Hey, settle down. Not important. Doesn't matter to me."
But now let's talk about what this guy is actually implying. Is that if you do not support
Pastor Alan
wholeheartedly what is being done by the world's largest terrorist organization, you deserve the death penalty.
That's correct. By the way, his name
Let that sink in for a moment.
His name is Pastor Alan Joyner, and he's pastor of the Sweet Home Baptist Church in McKenzie.
Now, nothing sweet about that church.
Who would Jesus shoot to death? I mean, come on. Isn't the whole point of being a Christian to try to emulate Christ in as many ways as possible in one's life? I just don't feel like this guy is being very Christ-like in the way he's behaving towards the people with whom he disagrees. So
I concur.
Yeah. Crowley, let's see here. Facebook poster Denise.
Also, I'd like to point out that I don't think nationalism and Christianity really go together. It just doesn't make much sense. If your...
Jesus loves your country more than the mother country.
If your kingdom is heaven, then what are you doing supporting this one? Right? The United States is simply a temporal, administrative organization. They're a service organization. They're a pretty bad one if you look at, not compared to the other ones.
Serve you to death.
I'm just saying that, you know, governments generally are pretty bad service organizations because they're monopolies. If you voluntarily believe that heaven is your kingdom, you shouldn't be on putting your hand over your heart and saying a pledge to Old Glory. You should a Christian flag with a cross on it or something like that. Fine, if you want to worship the torture device that killed your savior, up to you. I'd say a little fish or a peace symbol or something like that would make more sense. But whatever.
So you can join us here. Share your thoughts on the football game controversy here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It was a Facebooker named Denise Crowley Whitfield who originally posted that this had happened. She additionally posted that apparently the crowd went crazy cheering following the man's statement.
They probably did.
So apparently, people would love to see someone like Colin Kaepernick or any of the high schoolers. So I've heard there's this thing with some of the high school footballers around the country that are also taking a knee.
Good.
In a show of solidarity. So they would love to see apparently their high school football players shot to death by
so Marines. I'm probably the only sports fan on this show at all, and I have to say that the practice of singing the national anthem or playing some CD version of it before games needs to end. Just stop it. You don't need to involve nationalism in your recreation.
Well, it's a tradition, and it's very hard to break from tradition. It's very unlikely anyone is going to stop doing that. I mean, it's good advice. But
it just doesn't... I don't know. Why is it done? I guess when you look at the Major League Baseball,
because it's tradition.
Well, what about Toronto? The Toronto Blue Jays.
Do they do the same thing?
They play.
They sing "O Canada."
O Canada, right? I mean, it just in order to sort of counteract the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. Look, the Star Spangled Banner is a song that should not be sung or glorified by any American.
It's racist.
It's a song that glorifies slavery. It was written by a slave. Holder.
It further glorifies returning slaves to their masters as well.
I mean, there are better patriotic songs than this one. I mean, America the Beautiful, far better song. And people can sing it as opposed to the Star Spangled Banner, which is, only really qualified people can sing that song.
Well, there's more to the story here, including what, if anything, will happen to this pastor for his statements. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.